Welcome to episode 27, Accessibility on Chromebooks. Throughout the previous 26 episodes, we've never ever covered Chromebooks. And surely a lot of people think this is a device that is a poor cousin to PCs and to Apple devices. But actually, there's a lot of good accessibility built into the Chromebook in the operating system. But let me tell you why I like Chromebooks, and often is my preferred means of writing. The machine I've had is about 7 years old now, and it still operates as good as the day I bought it. It's a 7 second load, and it's a 10 hour battery, and it's maintained that, which is rare in the world of computing, in my opinion, and therefore worthy of some mention as a useful tool. But one of the major drawbacks about Chromebooks is its lack of ability to work offline. It's possible, but it's severely restricted as everything is done online. Some people say, well, you can't use Microsoft Office on a Chromebook. That's not true, because with Office 365, you can run it through the browser, and you can do most things that way through the browser. So what are the accessibility options that are on this device built in and has been improving? Well, there is a text-to-speech tool called ChromeVox, which enables any text to be read back to you. And also there is a dictation tool that works on the bar at the bottom, which works in searches and provides some form of voice input and control. There are high contrast modes for the visually impaired and magnifications for that. And also you can have an enlarged pointer and an on-screen keyboard as well. And so there is more results to highlight text carrots and to highlight the mouse cursor, and also the basics of sticky keys for those who struggle with several key operations. So you see, there's a pretty comprehensive list of tools in there that you can access directly from the desktop of a Chromebook. And they're very cheap, so they're cost effective. Therefore, it's a worthy comparison with its PC competitors. And as I've mentioned before, I actually prefer this to using and typing on my Surface Book, so which costs maybe treble the amount I paid for this little device here. One drawback: not great on multiple video conferencing, because it just doesn't cope with that very well. The CPU is probably not up to that. But it's very good for everything else that I need. Next week, we'll look at the extensions that you can build into your Chromebook environment. And for that, it goes with you wherever you go. So more of that in our next episode. Thank you for listening. Goodbye, and see you next week.